Oh boy.
And you're driving me to the airport.
How good did it feel to turn the tables? You guys have given up late leads and heard a lot about it this year to go the other direction and steal one like that. How great this would feel.
Yeah, it was awesome. We stuck with it. Didn't have the greatest first period. Pazzi came in, let us know. I think the guys responded well. I think Marty did a great job coming in there. Cold, start the second, and did a great job keeping us in that game.
Yeah. Did you guys step it up physically after the first period? Was that part of what pushed it back the other direction?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah. Obviously, Goody, great fight. You know, protecting guys on our team, he does that all the time. So, you know, nothing new there. But, yeah, I think we got a little bit more physical. I think we played in their zone a lot more. Got pucks in deep and we kind of just grinded their D down.
What was Pazzi's message to you guys in that first intermission?
It just wasn't good enough. We knew it. And he just, you know, let us know. I mean, we got to be better. Can't have a slow start like that. And go from there.
How much was was their emphasis just to put pucks on net? Because it looked like he was having kind of a tough night.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. Trying to get pucks on net was obviously huge. I don't think we had too many shots in the first. But we found a way to find a couple goals and tie the game up late and get a win. But we're definitely trying to shoot the puck.
Given what this team has gone through here, injuries, that type of thing, Elvis going out first period, what does it say about the kind of the grittiness of this team to be able to pull out a win like this?
Yeah, it's great. We got to build off this, you know. Come together as a team, obviously missing some really key players, some really important players on our team, most of our captains actually. Now I'm thinking about it, but we got guys stepping in and they need to play well and they're given opportunities to play. And like tonight, Gonser, I think we played outstanding tonight. A big goal for us, got us going. So that's what we need.
Yeah, two out of these three games, kind of wild finish. They're in Toronto and here. All three of them, you guys have scoring chances.
Yeah.
How much do you guys enjoy playing the Maple Leafs and maybe their style of hockey, your style of hockey matchup?
Yeah. I think two games we've had six of them, right?
And
obviously the one game was a little more tighter. It was a 4-1 win for them, but we have offensive players in this locker room and some really talented skilled players, and if we find a way to be a little better defensively as a team together, and I think we can do some good things.
There are always moments that maybe mark seasons or people's careers and things like that. Fantilli's just starting. Yeah. That goal he scores in the third, did that feel like kind of one of those moments that you guys will remember for a while?
Yeah, it's just a great individual effort and got us a point there and tied the game up late in the game there. So I think I've seen him do it once or twice this year. I think he got one on the Ducks same way to start the year. But, when he gets the speed going, finds a way to shoot the puck on that, good things are going to happen. He's a great kid, love playing with him, and hopefully we'll keep building chemistry together.
Take us through your game winner.
I wish the first one would have went in off the crossbar. It would have been a little bit prettier. But, just a great win by Danny at the face-off dot, and Sebo found me wide open in front, and I just kind of tapped in them for that.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Yep.